Honey, I'm glad you're here. I need to talk with you about something. But first, I need you to promise me you'll let me say everything before saying anything. Okay? I really need to get this all out before you respond or ask questions. So please just let me finish, okay? You promise? You're going to let me say everything that I need to say before you respond. All right. I'm going to keep you to that promise. Okay. So, you know I have never had an orgasm. And I know you've tried so hard and been so wonderful to me. I appreciate all you have done. You're so sweet going down on me, buying me toys and books, and even getting us that counselor to help. I know you just want me to experience that amazing feeling of an orgasm. I know it makes you feel bad to know that you can't get me over the edge, and I can see the disappointment when you've tried so hard to please me, and it just simply isn't enough. I love you, and you are so sweet and the perfect husband. I wish it would happen, but it just doesn't, no matter how hard you or I try. Now, here is what I need to tell you. I want to let you know something. Something I think will make you so very happy, but you have to promise you'll let me finish, okay? I finally had an orgasm, and it was amazing and everything you said it would be. I'm so glad you've worked so hard to convince me to try anything just to have one. I loved it so much. It overtook me. It shocked me. And was so far beyond anything I have ever felt. It made me scream out loud and then giggle like this little schoolgirl. God, it was so fucking good. It was just so fucking good. It gets me wet just thinking about how great it was. I know, honey. Now wait, honey. I said I need to let... Hang on. I know, honey. Now wait. Honey, I said I need you to let me say everything before you interrupted me. I really need you to listen, especially to this next part, okay? Without interrupting... So, this part is a bit awkward, but I need you to listen. You know I was on that business trip to DC last week. Well, I got done from work early and I had an evening to myself. So I thought I would do something nice for us in our relationship. And I thought I would try to you know, the counselor said I should watch some sexy movies, so I thought I would try to get in the mood to touch myself. I clicked on the TV, and I went to the movie section, and, you know, the adult section. You know, I'm so shocked by any sort of sexual stuff, and I got scared by the dirty pictures, which I'm sure they weren't that dirty. I really wanted to do this for us, so I opened my eyes and just pressed buy on the first one without really looking at what it was. I promised myself I would watch it no matter what was on it. I know, honey. I know, just let me finish. Well, I heard the video start, And I slowly opened my eyes and started watching it. There was a young girl, and she opened the door for a tall black man. I instantly was shocked, simply because I never imagined it would be some sort of interracial porn. I stopped the video, and I wasn't going to watch this, but I said, no, you're going to watch this, it's for us. You know I'm not a big drinker, but I thought some drinks might make this easier. So I opened the mini bar and I grabbed all the little bottles of liquor and a bottle of wine. I quickly took a shot and pressed play. This young girl quickly got excited for the black guy, and one thing led to another, and she took his pants off. When I saw his cock, I just had to pause the video. I was embarrassed and shocked, and I was like, I need another drink. So I took another shot, looked back at the TV, and then took another shot and opened a bottle of wine. I'm not sure what came over me. I was so embarrassed, but I was shocked by the size of his cock. I've always thought your penis was big, but this guy was huge. And I thought, well, I haven't seen any other penis except yours. And then I felt my pussy tingling. I touched it. It was wet. No, it was sopping wet. It's never been like that. I felt a need to put a finger inside of me. I had to. I touched my pussy and my finger slid right in with like no force. And God, it felt good. I slipped another finger in. And God, that felt so fucking good. I was like, wait a minute. Your cock doesn't go in this easy. And it's not as thick as two of my fingers. I mean, I assumed your cock was big. You always told me it was. I never questioned it because it was hard to get it in. But maybe I just wasn't this wet. I don't know. My pussy ached and I immediately pressed play as I had to see what was next. So the girl got on her knees and she gave oral sex with the big black guy. And then he said, no, I'm going to fuck you now. And I was like, wow, such a forceful man. Oh, God. And the bed was getting wet with my juices. You've always been so sweet and understanding, but this man didn't care. He wanted this girl's pussy and he just took it and started fucking her like a madman. I suddenly realized I had three fingers in my pussy and I wanted more. I don't know what came over me. I slid a fourth in and a tiny pit, and there was some resistance, but I knew I needed it. I needed to be stretched like the girl on the screen. So I forced it in, and I found myself saying out loud, take it! Like, right after the huge black guy on the screen told the girl to do the same thing. God, it was like he was fucking me, making me his bitch. I felt like I was there and I started to talk to him like he was inside me as I watched them fuck, and I was kept saying, fuck me, oh God, make me your little white whore, use my cunt. I was screaming, oh fucking God, fuck that white pussy. Oh shit. There was a knock at the door and suddenly I came back to my senses. I was embarrassed because I realized that I had been saying all of that out loud. And very loud for that matter. It's like Oh God, you don't think someone heard me? I thought to myself. So I went to the peephole and looked through as the person on the other side was saying, "Are you okay, ma'am?" Oh my gosh, I trembled as I saw him, and I just responded, "Yeah, yes, I'm fine." The man on the other side was a handsome, young, black man with a build similar to the man in the video. He had a hotel shirt on and knocked again. And he said, "Ma'am, I heard you screaming. I was concerned." Oh, I just wished he would just go away so I could get back to my video. Just the thought of the man in the video made my pussy tremble. And again, oh, I found myself with fingers in my pussy. This time I was in some awkward position trying to look through the people, though, and it was tough to stand. My God, my pussy was wet and dripping. I started drifting back into the fantasy, now thinking about his young stud taking me right here and stretching my pussy like the girl on the video. I tried to slip a fourth finger in like before, and I was saying, "Take it, you bitch." And I pressed hard into my pussy, and the fourth finger slid in, and I felt so full and so good. My knees got weak. I lost my balance, and I screamed as I fell, and I hit my head. I heard the young man outside, and he was saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I just stayed silent, hoping he would go away. But I kept fingering myself despite the pain in my head from falling. After a short break, he said, "Ma'am, I'm coming in. I'm concerned." I panicked as he opened the door, and he saw me with my fingers in my cunt and juices dripping down my hand. I saw him look right into my eyes. We both looked away. I looked back to see his eyes focused on the TV, which was paused while a black man was fucking this tiny white girl, doggy style. While I was looking at him, he looked back at me and stretched out his hand. He helped me up to the bed and acted so professional, like he didn't see the video or me with my fingers in my pussy. I looked right at him and thanked him for helping me up. We looked at each other for what seemed like forever. And then he said something that shocked me to my core. "Bend over, bitch, because I'm going to show you what you've been dreaming about." I've never been so shocked in my life. I've always been treated with respect and dignity by you and the men in my life, and this was the exact opposite. I was disgusted, but it made my pussy wet. I was so surprised to find myself turning around, and I got on all fours. I didn't see his dick, and I had no idea how big he was until I felt him pressed up against me. He thrust it into me without warning. His dick slipped right into my dripping pussy despite the lack of resistance. He was stretching me far more than my forefingers, and it hurt so much, but it felt so good. And I found myself screaming, "Oh no, stop, stop, it hurts." And he grabbed my hair and he whispered, "I'll stop and leave if that's what you want. But you know this is..." Hold on. He grabbed my hair and whispered, "I'll stop and leave if that's what you want. But you need this, and we both know it." He slowly pulled out of me, and I felt my pussy relax. It felt so empty, so lost and so sad. I was in shock, but I knew he was right, and I needed to be filled and stretched. I looked back at him and said, No, I need this. Please, please come use me. Make me your fuck toy. And he pushed me to the bed and thrust it back into me. I screamed, oh God, fuck me. Fuck me so hard. Make me yours. Oh, but it was at this point that I remembered you, honey. And I felt so ashamed that I just thought of you now and not earlier. Even telling you this story, I forgot you were here. It gets me so wet thinking about it. I was so sad right then. But God, it felt good. So good. It was so much better than you ever fucked me. It felt so good to be stretched and not like you do with your little thing on my dry pussy. Not once have I ever felt anything like this. I tried to think of you, but he grabbed my hair and said, whose pussy is that? And instantly, I was saying, it's your pussy. Own it. Make it yours. Fill me with your cum. Oh my God, I was shocked. What was I saying? I don't know this man. But I kept saying it. I kept saying, own me. Use me. Fill me. God, I want you. I need you. I'm your little white whore. Fuck this white cunt. Use it. And then it came. I felt it deep within me, an overwhelming feeling. I didn't know what to do. I flung my hands around wildly. I didn't know what this was, but I knew I couldn't handle it. I was so panicked. I was scared. And then everything tensed up, and I was screaming, oh God, oh God. I forgot about everything. I forgot I had a stranger inside me. I forgot I told him to use me and to come in me. I forgot about you. I forgot about everything. It just felt amazing. Wave after wave, this mind-numbing, altering, amazing. Well, I don't know what the feeling was, but it came in waves. Oh, it was... oh, it was so good. I slowly trembled and I came back to my senses and I realized where I was and that someone was inside me, fucking me. And I heard him saying, yeah, bitch, come on my dick. And I got some perspective and I felt so dirty. So dirty, like a cheap, filthy whore. But I liked it. No, I loved it. I was really enjoying this other man's dick in me. I looked back at this man who gave me my first orgasm, and I said, thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I collapsed on the bed. He kept fucking me and pounding me so deep. I didn't know I had places that deep. But it felt so good. But I was so spent. I couldn't move or say anything. I felt him tense up. And he grabbed both of my shoulders. And then he screamed again. And I felt gobs of cum filling my womb. God, he just kept coming. I felt wetness on my pussy as he overflowed my cunt. Wow, this was so fucking hot. So hot, but I was so out of it. I couldn't move. He got up and left without saying anything. And I just laid there in amazement at what just happened. Come. Dripping out of my pussy. and a smile on my face. Honey, are you okay?